Okay, so with this session here, we're going to talk a little bit about errors and schedules. And I want to ask Diane, what is it that you do in your office, Diane, that I call traps, you call safeguards, making sure that everything is done properly? What do you do in your office?
Right. Well, my office, I really am the attorney that visits with the client and attends the creditor meeting, and I'm in charge of confirmation. So I, from the beginning to the end. So I think the multiple face-to-face interviews that I have with the debtors helps, because I can just tell by facial expressions and nonverbal cues whether they're being honest or not.
So if somebody says,
that.
I'm just going to email you all the documents, just we can talk over the phone and you can sign them, would you do that?
Absolutely not. They definitely try to do it that way, because I realize they, you know, it takes time off of work to have to come in and meet with me at a minimum of at least three times if they got all their stuff together.
I'll pay you cash if you do it. I just don't have time to go in.
Right, right.
I'll pay your full fee.
I do like cash, but I like my law license better. So, but I do offer like Saturday appointments sometimes. Okay. I'll say, if you have to miss work, what about coming in on a Saturday? So, yeah, that's definitely one thing. And another safeguard, too, was I look at National Pacer to see if there was any previous bankruptcies, and then maybe what they put on those schedules if I was not the attorney. Because in the Dallas area, we do have a lot of repeat filers, but I wasn't the initial attorney. So I just wanted to make sure it jives in case they told the attorney something else.
Okay, so do the clients in your office ever meet with anybody else other than you?
They would, after they've met with me twice, on the third visit, when they're actually signing all the paperwork, I do have my legal assistant talk to them, and we actually do our credit counseling in our office. That way I know it won't expire.